For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84. Cheney's path to national power started here in the Badger State when he studied political science at UW-Madison in the 1960s. Before heading to Washington, Cheney worked for Wisconsin Governor Warren Knowles. Cheney returned to Wisconsin several times during the George W. Bush years, making many campaign stops. His wife, Lynn, is also a UW-Madison alum, and his daughters, Liz and Mary Cheney, were born in Wisconsin. At the Capitol, legislation would prohibit use of ballot drop boxes in all Wisconsin elections. A public hearing in the Assembly Elections Committee, where Vice Chair Representative Scott Krug said he has a fact-based political problem with the bill.
Where I've got a Democrat governor, Republican legislature, got these problems I need to deal with. My first question is, do you see Governor Evers signing this?
Sheboygan Falls Republican Representative Lindy Brill is the author.
I'd like to thank our president for leading the charge on this. He was the one who introduced this in the first place, and I'm thankful that I got to introduce it in Wisconsin alongside him. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to get to talk about it because this is true election reform that our state needs.
But I think that says everything.
Great. Thank you.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority ruled last year that clerks may use ballot drop boxes, overturning a 2022 ruling by the court's then-conservative majority. The ballot box ban bill had a hearing Tuesday in the Assembly Elections Committee. Krug said Democratic Governor Tony Evers would likely veto the bill if it reaches his desk, and that would leave drop boxes essentially unregulated. CESA 3 sponsored its first career fair for high school students at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on Tuesday. Six school districts participated in the event. They included Boscobel, Ithaca, Richland, River Valley, Riverdale, and Weston. Students had a chance to visit with 42 area business and college representatives. Tom Martin, Career and Life Ready Coordinator for CESA 3, was pleased with the way the event went.
I felt like the rhythm of the day was very heart-like. It was very natural. There was a real pulse to the event. The kids, when prefaced with those worksheets to have pointed questions for employers, knew exactly the dialogue and the narrative that they could have with employers. And our employers really stepped up. They came prepared and kind. I mean, for your example, you know, the young lady that had the interest in becoming a journalist, that was a real organic conversation, which really I hope will perpetuate for the rest of the year, not just today. Day on November the 4th, but December, January, February, so that these conversations continue to move. So there are obviously things we can change, and we've already identified them thanks to you and others, and we're going to come back next year with those improvements. But yes, I thought it went very well, but it was a lot of planning and wanting to make sure that we had a customer experience for our employers, our children, and more importantly for Richland County.
In the past, each school held its own career fair. This was the first time the schools came together to host one career fair. The goal of the career fair is to supply answers for students to have a plan after graduation.
For all the students that I interface with today, they had more questions than answers, which will then precipitate our professional educators to provide those answers, or at least a source for those answers, so that instead of graduating this spring and not having a plan, now they can graduate and have a direction for which to go.
That's Tom Martin, Career and Life Ready Coordinator for CESA 3. November is National Caregiver Appreciation Month. Caregiver Boot Camp will be held Friday, November 14th at the Richland Center Community Center. Caregiver Boot Camp is a free educational program for family members and others coping with a form of dementia. Pam Kohlberg is a dementia care specialist.
It's kind of a funny word to talk about for caregivers of people with dementia. The idea is here's a chance to, instead of taking lots of little webinars, you can come one day from like 9:30 to 3 and get a whole bunch of educational events all at once. So the idea of boot camp is just like, let's take it all in one day and really dig in deeper. So the idea is if people come on that Friday, the 14th, at the community center, we're going to start with learning about the ADRC, but also going through a simulation that's what we think what it might be like to have dementia. And the point behind that is to really get a sense of what somebody might be going through and how you can help them when this is what they might be experiencing. And so it's a chance to process that. You know, we never going to put you in a hard situation, but it's a chance to talk about what's really going on with this person. Why can't they follow directions? Or maybe what are the different stages? What are the different kinds of dementia? People can bring their questions. It's only going to be like a dozen people or less. And so it's a chance to talk about what's your story, what questions have you had, you know, and how as a caregiver do you take care of yourself? And that is the key.
Kullberg says the key is to make your job as a caregiver easier. Caregiver Boot Camp will be held Friday, November 14th from 9:30 to 3 at the Richland Center Community Center. But registration is required by this Friday, November 7th. Call Pam at 608-548-3954. That's 548-3954. Child care providers across Wisconsin are calling on state lawmakers to support proposed legislation to extend funding for the Child Care Counts program. The Child Care Counts program was a major topic during negotiations on the new biennial state budget earlier this year. After declaring 2025 as the year of the kid, Governor Tony Evers repeatedly said he would not sign a budget that did not include Child Care Counts funding. Lawmakers eventually agreed on creating a $110 million bridge payments program as part of $360 million in total child care funding in the new budget. However, child care providers say the payments aren't enough to continue covering their needs. Part of the challenge is finding a way to both make child care more affordable for families while also paying providers a living wage. The proposed legislation would provide over $440 million in state general purpose revenue to support the child care industry over the next 2 years. Republican state lawmakers have proposed their own legislation under which child care providers could receive business tax credits for themselves and their staff. Wisconsin residents are being urged to look at Marketplace health insurance options. Open enrollment for Marketplace health insurance in Wisconsin is now open, and Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodick says it's a good time to explore options amid the federal government shutdown. At the federal level, there's uncertainty about Affordable Care Act enhanced subsidies as they're set to expire at the end of the year. Hodick says if those subsidies are allowed to expire, many people will see their premiums go up. Hodick says people shouldn't be waiting to look at their open enrollment options. More info can be found at healthcare.gov. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Five Serve Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, Deshaun got the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, a few off and on showers possible with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.